श्री गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी जी
हमारे
परिक्रमा वॉज फिनिश्ड ऑब्स्टेकल फ्रॉम वृंदावन वी प्रोसीडेड टू छत्तीसगढ़ छत्तीसग्राम everybody decided to leave from Gokul, they wanted to proceed to Vrindavan, then they stayed sometime, they stayed in Chattikara, they made a house of the carts,
and they,
Chattikara, Chatti means, or it is derived from Shakti, Shakti is a cart, that's why the name changed to Chattikara from Shakti, the cart. Nearby is Raal, Nanda Baba is staying in Chattikara. Then there was a place, Raal means Rawal. Vishwamanu Maharaj, earlier it was known, Vishwamanu Maharaj used to be known as Rawal, then this place is named, popularly known as Raal today. All the pastimes were performed from here. Kalagun Shampun were manifest, Surajkun pastimes, and the lifting above over the hill were performed from these places. Maharaj Shantanu was a very strong king. He was the emperor. He got married to the Ganga. Then Bhishma was born as the son. Later on, Shantanu Maharaj, at the banks of the river Yamuna,
ऊपर की टिकट जागो ग्रहण करा
Lady by the name of Matsyaganda or Satyavati, she was born there. Seeing her beauty, Nana Shantanu became attracted to her and desired her to have been a queen. Then he told to her father that I want to marry your daughter. Father replied that no, this marriage cannot take place. Why? Because I have decided that whoever will take birth from this her womb should be the king. You have the elder son as Bhishma Pitama. That's why she should not get married to you. He did not reply anything. He went back, but he remained somewhat silent in his heart. Then Bhishma went to ask from this boatman or the father of Satyavati. And when he understood the entire matter, then he decided that he will never get married. I will not be the king, and neither my sons will be the king, because I will never get married, so I will not have any sons. And then Satyavati was married to King Shantanu.
Ayore,
there is a village by the name of Ayore,
where
Nanda Baba Upanand, the brothers of Nanda Baba, they are taking bath in the Ganga. At this time of solar eclipse, they have to go to the river Ganga. Then Krishna also decided to come with them, and there is a village Moghaira. They were watching for Krishna when he will come. That is why it is known as Moghaira. Basati, another village. Vishwanatha Maharaj stayed in that place. Basati means to reside. He took all the Vrajavasis and went back to Gokul, and from there all the Vrajavasis, Radhika, etc. he took and went to Golok Vrindavan. And all these fastings were performed there. Then we went to Paita also. Paita Gram, about this place. Krishna Devas Maharaj, so to speak. English.
And all the movies, the different searching, And Krishna saw that the gopis are coming his way. Krishna assumed the four-armed form. He became four-armed. And he held Shankar, Chakra, Gada and Padma, lotus feet, conscience, glove in his hand, four hands. Seeing that the gopis were not at all attracted, because gopis are only attracted to four-armed form of Krishna. So, then later on, Srimati Radhika came, but then Srimati Radhika saw that actually there was four-armed Narayan, she was also not attracted. All the gopis, they offered pranam and left Radhika. After Radhika came in front of this four-armed form of Narayan, then Narayan Krishna could not hold his four-arm. His four-arm actually disappeared, and two arms went into his belly. And only two arms remained, and again he assumed the three-fold bending form, lying close to her, and the beautiful smile on his face. So it means that Radhika's love is so great that Krishna himself cannot control himself. Actually, he is explained in Radhika says that Radhika says that Suranta Bhova Shiva Majari Mohati Bhavayaka Vidakta Mandala Bhadavali Pati Bhadavali Kuta Nayasri Shiki Chankata Shiranti Raiva Vedo Bhukhe Radhika Janakana Pranayam Mandala Kuta. There may be so many beautiful forms in this world. There may be so many attractive other incarnations also. But I shall not be attracted to anyone who has no kick off feather on the head, who has no beautiful decoration from the minerals, red oxide from lower than, and who is not standing in a three-fold lighting form, playing beautiful flute on his red fingerless. Means Radhika is attracted only to Sri Krishna. So in Krishna is an example also, so Krishna is in the Krishna for the world. And Gopinath Pashu Sendra Nandara Bishop Bhavan Sakshatam Kuti Vidyasam Shamanen Guruha Padarin Sancharana Sakriya Avish Mugati Vashitam Sanam Sakshin Kuda Shishnuri Yata Hanta Chatur Vida Bhavatiya Rago Dayam Kuchati. The Gopi's love is not for Oram Narayan. When they see the Oram Narayan form, their love diminishes, it contracts. But when they see Krishna, then that love will increase unlimitedly. The leafless Vaita actually gives evidence that Srimati Radhika, she is actually the topmost, because in front of other gopis, Krishna could manifest his four-armed form, but in front of Radhika, he could not see his four-armed form, he became his four-armed form. And also proves that Sri Krishna is the topmost personal form. Shyameva Param Rupam, Puri Madhupuri Vara. That Shyam Sundar is the topmost possible worship. The topmost support is Madhupuri and Vrajamandal. And his youthful age is most questionable. Out of his childhood, pre-adolescent and adolescent age, his youthful adolescent age is most attractive. So, that is the reason to make it from his Prakhata.
Therefore, one day he came across a very beautiful lady called Bhakti Yanda.
Their guidance. And my the mercy, yeah, the same, the mercy of Radha Ramana. We reach Sankt Prabhupada today. I want to speak something in brief for the Bengali speaking people here. Rasila was performed. Rasila means a pastime of bliss and joy. In this pastime, in this Rasila, Krishna disappeared from this Rasa Lila. And
Krishna,
took Radharani along with him, and because Radharani herself left the Rasa there, then Krishna is wondering that if Radharani is not present there, then why should I perform the Rasa dance? And Krishna left the dance also. And all these gopis begin to inquire as to where Krishna has gone. And that time, he made a set his four-handed palm. And now the gopis went searching for Krishna. They reached this certain point where Krishna had manifested his four-handed Narayan palm. They very helpless now, this four-handed palm, and they prayed to him. And offered him this prayer, oh Krishna, please be merciful, oh sorry, oh Narayan, please be merciful on us. We want to have darshan of Krishna. Although he had adopted this Narayan form, but he could see that this form is not attractive for the gopis. And then Radharani came that in that direction, then Krishna could not maintain his four-handed form. And two of his arms just went inside. Just went inside him. And it's in his belly. They disappeared. One time he went with Maharaj to Dwaraka. And he had this darshan. Maharaj said, what did you have, darshan? You had darshan of the 400 form, Dwarkadhish. See, what determination, what faith you have. Gopis themselves had darshan directly of 400 Narayana, but still they did not become attracted to him. And they prayed to him that, oh Krishna, oh Narayan, please, we want to visit Krishna, please tell us the whereabouts of Krishna. Similarly, we also should be having this own faith that we want to have only darshan and we will only perform bhajan to see Krishna. So if you go to Narayan also, what do we see? Narayan, you will see only Krishna there also. In staying in this place, we will be able to perform our bhajan. In Raghanu process, we will be able to perform our bhajan properly. Sadhu Maharaj, Ujjwala Janardhan Maharaj, and so many other exalted devotees were there one time when they were asking some questions to each other that Wherever we go, our mood and our method process of bhajan will be only in the process of the Raga Nuga or Rupa Nuga process.
Tarvati
There are many worshippers of Narayan, but amongst them, the worshippers of Bhajananda Shyam Sundar, who is our worshippable, will only worship him and will not worship anyone else. Power is gone. And when this Ras was being performed, Ras was being split, the demigods going from the air, they saw and the moon. The moon is also watching this beautiful Rasa, and it doesn't want to go in the western direction today. It just stays there and wants to have this darshan of this Rasa Leela. Then we will be able to perform our bhajan nicely. That time, these Anarshans, these Sadhusthas, will not be any obstacle for us. And then we will also be able to have darshan of all these Ashrams. May Gurudev, may he be merciful on us, and Guru Vaishnava, may they be merciful on us, that may they shower their mercy so that we will be able to realize all the pastimes and see all the pastimes and have as a pastime the moon, Chandra had for this pastime. In Govardhan, this Ras, which was performed here, is known as Basanti Ras, or the dance of the springtime. After one night of Brahma, this Ras was performed for the length of one night of Brahma. During that time, Vrindavan, what was performed was known as Panchayati Ras, means Sadhan Siddha, the Rishichari, Munichari, all different types of gopis were there, but here only Vishakha, Lalita, Gopi, all the gopis, among them Krishna is performing this Rasa dance, and Radha Bhagavat Man, and all these, she's dancing, all of them are similar to me. From this Rasa dance, she disappeared. Krishna saw that Radharani has disappeared, so to pacify her, he also disappeared from that Rasa dance. Now all these satis, they began to search for Krishna, and Krishna went to Kaitha village, adopted a four-handed form of Narayan. All the gopis, when they saw this four-handed form, they offered pranam and went further, didn't speak a word to him. But Srimati Radhika, when she appeared there, that time, that two hands just disappeared into his body, or Kaitha means it disappeared, Kaitha means to disappear. That's why Krishna said to Radha, because you left the restaurant, I also went away from the restaurant. I was very dissatisfied by your absence. Another one, he said, Krishna admitted his fault. He said, I beg forgiveness. And Chandra, he did not set it, just stayed there for the one night of Brahma, and this moon, the Chandra, gave light, moon beams, for this Rasa dance to be performed peacefully. And there was one poet also near that place who used to perform his bhajan by the name of Surdas. He used to stay there and perform his bhajan there at Chandra Sarovar. And the Chandra Sarovar, he also left his body. He was such a perfected, such an exalted soul. He did not have eyes, but whatever Shringar the Thakurji was decorated with, he used to see with his divine vision and used to repeat whatever colors. One day, the deities were derobed of all their paraphernalia and all their clothes. And then the Pujari is asking that, can you describe the dress that Thakurji is wearing today? But what he is describing? He says, today, Hari is Thakurji is absolutely nude. Like this, with his divine vision, although he did not have eyes, but he could see with his divine vision everything, how the Thakurji was decorated and all. Surdas also attained liberation, and you had darshan of this place also after that. Translation.
There are three types of Brahmana. Punjabi Ram, who types Tavari Purnamai, Vrita. And when we went today, Punjabi Ram, there is the Sansila. In Punjabi Ram, all types of talking today, Sarasira, Vishira, Vishichai. But in the Sansila Ram, only Rajivan's friends like Vishita and Vishaka are present. So, all the gopis were dancing with Sri Krishna. At that time, Radhika developed man, and she disappeared from the arena of the Ram Sami. Sri Krishna, weeping, was looking for the gopis. And then, when he came and met them, he manifested a four-armed form. But when Srimati Radhika came, that four-armed form, Krishna could not maintain, and two hands again, again, and then a drinking point. Then Krishna said to Radhika, oh, you left me. Please don't do that again. I was very unhappy in your absence. And he said, please forgive my error. And Krishna begged forgiveness from Radhika's death. That grass was so beautiful. The moon stayed there for one day of Brahma, manifesting full moonlight. Therefore, that place is called Chandra Sarovar. There is a Bhagavan place of Sri Surdas, and Sri Madhavacharya himself. Surdas took samadhi there. Even though it appears to theory, he was completely blind. When he was jumping for Deity, then he would describe the decoration of Sri Krishna. Then the Pujari wanted to examine him. Therefore, when he came one day, they took all the clothes of the Deity. They asked Surdas, how is Thakurji dressed today? And he was such a great soul. He said, today Shihari is completely beautiful because he is completely naked. There's no clothes covering his beauty. When everyone understood his wishes position, they all became astonished. But Surdas, he entered the Kavila from that place. And Vikalacharya, currently Balacharya, when he heard that Sri Surdas had left, he was near to his eyes, he said, the ghost of the Kunti Maharaj has disappeared, he has left.
Makura Mandale was
there. Within Makura Mandal.
Vishram Khat.
Vishram Khat. Is the topmost place. And Gokul is the topmost, and then Rasasthali in Vrindavan, because Rasa was performed. And better than that is Govardhan. Panchayati Ras was performed. Panchayati Ras was here, Vasanti Ras was performed. And higher than this, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. These are the two eyes of Giriraj. If you consider Giriraj Govardhan to be in the form of a cow, then because it is higher from the back and in the front it is lower, and because the cow is turning its face backwards by sitting, so its eyes are turned this side. And if you compare it to a peacock, and when the peacock is sitting, it is higher from up above, and then it becomes lower in the middle. And then Radha Kund Shyam Kund, its two eyes, or its beak is entering near its belly. So Chakravarti Thakur describes Govardhan. Where Krishna stopped the gopis for extracting taxes. Actually, this was just an excuse of extracting taxes. Actually, it was the exchange of their moves and jovial words. Please be merciful to me, give me residence near that place or in that place. Here is also Manasi Ganga. In Manasi Ganga, Krishna performs his boat pastime. Evening, he invites the gopis that come, I'll take you across. And in the middle, he took them and he said, oh, my boat is very old and it's going to sink. You are so heavy, you are all the jewelry and all these pots, your butter, yogurt, ghee, milk, etc. Please throw it away. Then he made them throw these pots, and then he also made them throw their jewelry. Then he began to rock the boat, and in the end, Radha had to embrace Krishna to steady herself. So there are, in every single cave of Giriraj Govardhan, there have been innumerable pastimes being performed. He has performed there. Now it's not visible, these caves. There are so many gardens, there are so many caves and trees, flowers. And every cave, pastimes have been performed. The amorous pastimes. So, Giriraj Maharaj, please be merciful. Give me a residence at your hotel. How did he come in Braj? In Shastra, there are various descriptions. Kirti Maharaj will describe this.
If we can imagine Govardhan to be like a cow that sleeps with her head towards the stomach, then the two eyes are like Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. The tail of the cow is inside, behind. And the mouth of the cow, because of the head is towards the sun, and that is Mukhadavendra, just behind here in Manasikanda. Or you can also take it as open arms like a peacock and sleep. The peacock sleeps also with his head and his wings for the same way. Jibishana Sakai Kako has described, O Kiriraj, because you are, I want to reside with you. Why? Because here there are so many castas, like when Sri Krishna is trying to take tax from the gopis. I want to be near Govardhana to hear that conversation. Yes, Abhira Gandham, Ranavi Radham, also hear Krishna perform pastimes of gopis. The gopis wish to cross Manasi Ganga, which at that time was very deep, and there was Krishna disguised as a boatman. So, as the gopis went on the coast, Krishna says, all this wonderful thing, all gopis should throw an excess pot to the ocean at the bottom of the sea. The gopis threw all that pot into the Ganga, onto the Ganga. Then Krishna said, your ornaments are very heavy, my daughter will see. The gopis threw their ornaments. Then Krishna said, your clothes are very heavy, you should throw their clothes. Then he began rocking them on the side to side, and in order to save his own, driving it across the neck of Sri Krishna. Therefore, I want to be here in Govardhana to be those pastimes. Promote the Mandalila, Kandare, Kandare, there. Here in Govardhana, there are so many caves, many beautiful trees and waterfalls. In each and every cave, Krishna performs pastimes, but there's meeting with the Govardhana. Oh Govardhana, I want to appreciate you. You've been in the Kitani Vasa, taking Govardhana. Please give me a place in your other street. So how did you start Govardhana from KMA to Bajamando? You will now be informed from the past few months. What was the name of that today?
There are many Harida. All the seven souls, but the Gopi and the Radharani of Krishna, Radharani of Krishna, Harida for that the topmost of Hari's servant is. One Haridas is Yudhishthira Maharaj. Next is Uddha. And Miryagya. How is he serving? There is not a single mood he leaves behind serving. With all mood means he is serving. There are fruits, flowers, caves, lakes, waterfalls, he has arranged everything for the shakar, whatever is needed for their playing, for Radharani to perform his amorous pastimes, and caves, everything he has arranged. So that he, Vira should be considered as another gopi, because otherwise why, how Krishna would perform his intimate pastimes on him. So on this topic, Krishna Maharaj.
The Chigiras have been proclaimed by the gopis themselves. They are Gopikar, Rinjo, Haridasa Bhakta. Siddhartha himself, the Gopal Chandra Bhakta, she has said, of all the servants of Hari, Govardhana is there. He serves Krishna in every manner, in all gopis. As a servant, he provides water, fruit, minerals, and cane, and all types of paraphernalia. For the playful pastimes of Sri Krishna the Sakas, as well as providing private and isolated places for the pastimes of Radha and Sri Krishna. Therefore, Kiriraj is manifested in himself as a stone, so that Radha Krishna will feel no shyness as they perform their pastimes.
Sarvam 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 Sar
sensing my innumerable the senses from my Rupa Padma and all the other scriptures present here. I'm also just now Gurudev. I described the glory of Giriraj and he has described about Giriraj, which is from Vaikunthapuri is superior Mathurapuri, because he took birth at the Lord. And superior to that place is Nandagopuri, where Krishna performs his childhood pastime. And he tests with the Australia Rush. That's why even higher than Gokul is Vrindavan, where Vrindavan in Pavan and Keshav pastime he has tested, just like the Sakhas with Braj Gopi. In this way, not only in Vrindavan, in all the forests wandering, he performed his Pavan and Keshav pastime. And even among them, the pastime of Keshav is youth. The most modern place of the youthful pastimes are this Giriraj Govardhan, where Bhagavan Sri Krishna has performed his Keshav pastime. Just now it was spoken that in each and every cave of his, there have been innumerable amorous pastimes have been performed of his Keshav age. Giriraji, who is serving the Lord, Radhaji has described him as in these words. He is the topmost among the servants of Krishna. He is offering all sorts of paraphernalia to Navedya, etc., which is fit for offering to the Lord in his worship. Who can be higher servant for the Lord than Govardhan, who serves Krishna in such a way? And also, there are so many Nikunj pastimes performed here. This is the place of Giriraj. About Giriraj's appearance, as was described, like in Brahma Samhita also it is described, that one time, in the Samadhan Golok Dham, Bhagavan Krishna, we desire to appear. How can I also want to go with you? So how can I go? Where Radharani is, I cannot go. We are going in order. Yamuna is not there. What happiness I can find there? I cannot go. Krishna said, no. Giriraji, Yamunaji, Vrindavan, everything will appear there. We will go to this place together with them and we will perform the very same thing here also. Then Radharani agreed and that eternal Giriraj of the goal of Vrindavan, Yamunaji, all of them came to this place. It is described that he appeared here as the son of the Drone Mountain. At the time, one time when Pulustarishi is wandered all the places, he reached to the Himalayas and Drone Parvat offered him respect, and Pulustarishi said to that in Pashupuri, it is just flat land, just fields. There are no mountains present there. I am alone residing here and perform my bhajan. Here your son, Giriraj Govardhan, which is full of so beautiful trees, fruit trees, lakes, and so handsome to look at, so beautiful. If you give me this Giriraj Govardhan, I could take it, and in Kashi, I would establish it, and there, under some tree, I would perform my bhajan, or perform my austerity. And Kashi's beauty would be increased. Drone Parvat said, this is every person's independent desire. I can force it. You can request whoever, if he agrees, point, then don't forward Pulakarishi along with him to Giriraji, and he said to Giriraj, he said, I am so huge, how can you take me back? That time, Giriraji, how big is he? He is 64 miles in length. Two yojan in height, means 64 miles length, 40 miles in breadth, and 60 miles in height. This is defined as the measurements of the Govardhan. I'm so huge and heavy. How can you take me? I can lift it up on my palms. Not worry. Then I'll just lift you up and I will take you. And the Govardhan said, fine. If you can, if you desire to take me and you can, then I have only one condition. That you will take me to the very place of your destination. And wherever you will keep, I will not move from that place again. And I will not move from that place. I will try to say, fine, I can take you. That's right. Now here they agree to proceed, and he lifted up the Govardhan on his palm. He wanted to show off his mystical powers and walking in the sky, moving in the sky. He's showing off his mystical strength and going some distance. By the air, they reach on this bridge land. And then Giriraj remember that here, the Lord Sri Krishna will perform this bridge pastime. How can I leave this place and proceed further? It's not possible. I want to return at this place. Giriraj became so heavy, that Gurudev is saying that also Giriraj, by the desire of the Lord, the Pulakarishi developed a desire to pass purity. And also he began to sweat, and he's feeling that Giriraj Govardhan is feeling very heavy for him. As soon as he touched this place, he placed it on the ground. Then he passed urine, he took bath, came back again. Now he's fresh, comes back again. And then he comes back, and now he wants to lift Giriraj Govardhan. But he's not able to lift him. He's not moving the hands now. And he's asking again and again, oh Giriraj Govardhan, why don't you move? What have you decided? Then Giriraj said, you had decided like this. I had kept the condition that wherever you will keep, it is not my fault. I cannot move from here now. You have said, wherever you will keep me, I will remain at that place. I will not go. Now you have kept me at this place. How can I go now? Now Pulakarishi said, oh, I haven't reached my destination. I have to reach Kashi. In the mid path, you have stopped. It is not possible. You have to come with me. Giriraj said, no. Pulakarishi became angry. You will not move. No. All right. Out of anger, he cursed him that you will become smaller by size of peasant seed every year. Giriraj said, I agree on this curse, but I will not move from this place. From that day onwards, Giriraj Govardhan desired this place, and just as she went on further on to his destination. When Krishna performed his pastimes,
then
for 7 years, Krishna also saw Indra Puja. Why? The listener of Gita goes and when he was 7 years old and he made the Braj Vasis perform puja to Gita Govardhan. One person said to me jokingly that looks like one Krishna, how did he made his mother and father worship him? That's why he told worship Guru Raj Govardhan. And also Krishna, why he made he also gave this logic that we do not worship them and we are worshipping some demigod who is not manifest to our eyes. We don't know anything about these demigods. We are not respecting the visible demigod, and then he started this worship of Giriraj Govardhan. And he also started the worship of God. It's not possible to tell his mother and father that I am Lord, worship me. That's why, because now he has increased the glories of Giriraj in this manner. He lifted up Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj is sitting, but Shri Goswami Pad is saying, Krishna lifted this Giriraj Ji. That 64 mile Giriraj is vanished into the earth now. It looks like as if from Nanakadi to Putri and from Radhapur, this what is visible now, he only lifted this Giriraj. And this Giriraj is visible in front of us today. So, there are so many other
things.
The glories of Giriraj you heard just now from Shri Prabhupada Maharaj, and he described the past time about Ulatta Rishi. Now, one Maharaj is speaking. It is also described of Giriraj pastime that Bhagavan Ramchandra, one time when he was making a bridge over the ocean, that time all the monkeys and bears, the army, Ramchandra from the Malas and from other places, they would bring big, huge boulders and mountains, and they would make mountains. They would use this as the stones to build a bridge. That time it was, the bridge was completed. That time it was announced, there is no need. Wherever anybody is bringing the stones from, there is no more need of any stones. That time Hanuman Malya brought this Giriraj. When he reached this place, then he heard this news that the bridge is complete, no need of any more stones. That time he is wondering, Giriraj says that, oh, I was not used in Lord's service. That time Bhagavan Ramchandra in his mind, he said to Giriraj Govardhan through his mind that in Dwapar Yug, Nal and Neel were making a bridge. Wherever they would write the Ram name, that stone would not sink. And Hanuman, Sugriv, and other strong monkeys, they would bring mountains from different places, big boulders. And Manji was bringing from Himalayas, he was bringing this Giriraj Govardhan. and he was going to this place. When he came to this place in Braj, that time he sent a message to his messenger that there is no need of any more stones. Wherever anybody is bringing, they can keep it there only, and that is why this Giriraj Govardhan was kept here. And Giriraj is thinking that, oh, I was not used in the Lord's service. My life is useless, Giriraj. Then Hanumanji replied that, no, I give you this benediction that the Lord said to him that most of my pastimes will be performed on Giriraj Govardhan.
Okay. Your call is this.
Shamaranjiri speaking on the order of Gurudev.
About what she said, Bhai Maharaj and she said, Kismara were present. So, in different ages, Giriraj appeared in different ways. She said, Kismara stole the pastime from Garga Samhita, in which the Kulasthirishi wanted to perform his sudden bhajan in a very much, very beautiful area. And where he was from, Kasi, there was no beautiful mountainous area, no beautiful waterfalls, grass, fragrant flowers. So he approached Jonasala, who is the father of Giriraj, and requested that Giriraj come with him to Kasi. So Nasala told him to ask Giriraj himself. At which time, Giriraj said, I will go with you, but you'll make a deal. If you can carry me all the way to your destination of Kasi, without putting me down, then I'll happily go with you. Otherwise, if you put me down for any reason, then I'll not again rise up. So Celestial Rishi said, that's very good. I can carry you by my mystic power on my palm. So Celestial Rishi is carrying Govardhan, which is a very miraculous feat, because at that time, Giriraj was 5 miles long, and at least 16 miles high. So he was carrying him by his mystic powers on his palm. And when they reached his area of Braj Mandala, Giriraj began to think about the pastimes of Sri Krishna and became overwhelmed by those pastimes. So by the arrangement of Krishna, at that time, Kulasthi Rishi developed an unbearable urge to pass fury, and he was sweating and he couldn't control it. So he was a very powerful mystic yogi. So he was forced then by that urge to put Giriraj on the ground, and then he went to pass fury and then purified himself and then went back to Giriraj to lift him up again. But this time Giriraj would not be lifted. He tried to use all his mystic powers, but nothing worked. So then he became very angry. He said, he must come up. So Giriraj said, I've already made a contract with you that if you put me down anywhere, I'll never again write. So the last commission was so angry that he said, I curse you, that you will, every single day, you will, every single year, you will reduce by the size of one sesame tree, or one mustard tree. So here you are, didn't care at all, because he knew that his worshipful Lord Krishna would soon come, and he would, Krishna himself would play on his own chest, by his own cave, by his thunder, by his waterfall, by his river, Krishna would actually play on him himself. He thought Krishna Maharaj mentioned the connection that Giriraj served Krishna in all capacities, in Dasura, by offering all kinds of worshipful paraphernalia, like all the humblings that we offer Papaji, and all the waterfalls, grasses, provisions, friends, and cows, and Maya Marjorie of Allah, and he does Yamaraja. The gopis themselves in Vainagin said that honey, Giriraj is Haridasa Varya. Guruji mentioned that there's three much famous Haridasas. Yudhisthira Maharaj, Uttam, and the topmost is Giriraj. So he served in all capacities. Also, even he became a mountain so that he can serve in Vaikuntharaj, because if he was in the food of a male, Radha and Krishna and the gopis could not perform their confidential pastimes in his cage and scriptures. So Giriraj knew that his Lord was coming and that he was going to be able to assist him unlimited pastime, and so he was very happy and he didn't care about the curse. And Gaudapanda was quicker what was his faith, that it is a fact that Giriraj reduces every year by the size of one sesame seed, but it isn't really due to the curse of the less division, but rather due to his feeling of unlimited and unbearable separation for the Lord. Then, he's like Maharaj, told me history that took place in another age, because this is total age, different ages, the Lord's pastime takes place in different ways. And he quoted the Adi Varaha Purana, which states that during the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, all of his monkeys were gathering big, big trunks of trees and mountain peaks and large rocks to build the bridge from South India to Lanka so that Lord Ramchandra could get back to Sita and kill all the demons headed by Ravana and Vekha. So at that time, Giriraj went to Uttanasala and he got Giriraj from there. And he was carrying Giriraj on his palm. You might see the bas relief outside of Giriraj flying through the airway, Hanuman, carrying Giriraj through the air on his palm. And the way we got that picture is that Srila Gurudev himself posed for Hanuman carrying Giriraj. So, he's carrying, and all of a sudden there's an aerial voice from the sky saying that, like Ram's messenger, saying that now the bridge is already built. And the monkeys who made the bridge with the rock all put rocks on each rock, and that's how the rocks were able to float by the power of the holy name. Just like all of you have been, so many of you have taken initiation from Gurudev. At some time, Gurudev said that the holy name of Krishna creates in the whole universe, and the next moment can destroy them all, and the next moment can recreate them. So by the power of Brahma, all the rocks are going, and now the bridge is completely done. So wherever it is, wherever you're carrying these rocks now, you can put them down. So it so happened that Hanuman was carrying Giriraj just over this place in dust. And so he put Giriraj down. And Giriraj was very, very unhappy that his head would not be touched by the lotus feet of Lord Ram. But Hanuman told him, don't worry. When the Lord appears in Kali Yuga, at the end of Dwarpa Yuga as Krishna, then you'll be able to assist him in so many pastimes. And he'll even hold you with the small finger of his left hand. And when Indra comes with his thunderbolt and rain as thick as pillars and sharp as arrows to destroy Grudge, you'll be there. And Krishna will hold you up as an umbrella, and he will be the handle. Krishna's own arm will be the handle of that umbrella. So then, Hanuman spoke to Ram immediately, and Ram also confirmed that although the bridge is now finished, I will give the greatest benediction to Giriraj in my form as Krishna. And when I play with all my coward boys and death, Rasamita with the Gopi, this will all be on the chest of Giriraj Govardhan. So this is his great glory, and by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, where we are sitting in his lap, and by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, at one point we'll realize this and become his assistant in serving Sri Radha and Krishna, for Prema and Yuga.
Good morning. Application Harikatha. We will around 7 or earlier. Sorry. Around 6:30. Leave this place to Dandati, and our village, Uttari. Sarabikon. We will perform this parikram, and at Sarabikon, we will have some breakfast. We pray to Giriraj ji today that may our pilgrimage be successful and all the anarthas may be removed, obstacles may be removed, and that Radha Dasya may be attained. This is what we are praying. At your lotus feet, we need the residence and all those pastimes performed on you. We want the pastimes to manifest in our heart.
Can also bless us with our answers and unwanted desires will be destroyed, and then we can also achieve success becoming a very servant
to और सब लोग परिक्रमा में जाएंगे, कोई भी यहाँ नहीं रहते, सब लोग परिक्रमा में चल रहा है, जो नहीं चल पाएंगे वो रिक्शा भी चल रहे वो भी चलेगा, किंतु सभी लोग परिक्रमा में चल रहा है जैसे महाराज जी ने अभी बताया और सबसे
today we want to hear the thought, only want to hear from God, coming from Vrindavan to Yavin. Anyone who has discovered the Kamsanayak Sukhet, they want to study the Kipan of the Hook, or friend, you found it, or does it?
Thank you. Thank you. We are...
मेरा तो सेंटर जगह में यही बैठना आप कर रहे हैं, मैं कर रहा हूँ।